We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
It's time for Reamer, Wiggy, and Bradfoe. Alex Reamer, Jermaine Wiggins, and Rob Bradford on Boston Sports Station, WEEI.
An easy decision that Mike did it, and I felt like there was going to be, you know, a lot of options for me.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
When June 30th came around, things escalated very, very quickly. There were multiple teams, a lot of strong interest, and I had to, you know, make what was the best decision for me. And when Elton called and spoke with my agent, you know, he laid down his offer. I was very surprised, you know, that there was that strong interest for me being here, and made the decision very easy.
So that was Judas Horford, according to Jermaine Wiggins.
Oh, my goodness.
One of the great traders of our time.
Gary.
Yes.
The Benedict Arnold of basketball.
Public enemy number one. There should be no video tribute to Al Horford when they play the Sixers.
On.
No.
Reamer, Wiggy, Bradfoe, 617-779-7937. Here till 1 o'clock today, a four-hour stint for us on our big reunion show.
Right.
It's the first time in weeks we are all together. And, Wiggy, I thought you would be defending Al Horford.
No.
Because what did Horford do? He signs a four-year deal with Philly worth $97 million overall, goes to north of $100 million if they win the championship, and that, you know, West in that chance. But according to Adrian Wojnarowski, whose word we take as gospel, the Celtics offered Horford significantly less than the Sixers
of course,
did.
Should.
No. Let's pause.
So Horford looked out for number
one. Hold on, you're missing a point.
Got
pause
the best
on
deal.
That. Jackie McMullen also reported that the Celtics offered him a four-year and a healthy competitive offer.
Woj versus Jackie Mack. I don't know.
I don't know. Jackie Mack is pretty plugged in.
But does healthy offer, though, does that mean that they matched Philadelphia's offer?
Let's just throw a number out there just to, you know, just for ish and giggles, right?
Sure.
Let's just say they the Celtics threw 4 years, $80 million at him.
Okay.
And, you know, the...
Right, $497 was
so
the Philly deal.
So let's say call it $17 million, right?
Sure.
You don't think... From the standpoint of Al Horford still getting his money, the Celtics just gave him, you know, they gave him a big, huge $113 million deal when he originally signed here from Atlanta. You don't think that you would look and go, you know what? I love playing for Boston. I love Brad Stevens as a coach. You know, we signed Kemba Walker. We got the young guys. You know, I already know that against the Sixers, my overall record is 9-3, 4-1 in the playoffs. So why not stick in Boston? We can beat them. We've proven that we can beat them. And they beat them without a superstar before.
Because $17 million is still $17 million.
If we're talking about
the 480, which, you know, again, Jack McMullen, you're right, does say healthy 4 year offer, but I don't know what that means. I don't know if that means that how much less it was in the Philly offer. I think if the Celtics had matched the Philly offer, we would have heard about it by now in those explicit terms. So the fact that we haven't heard that tells me it was less.
So let's say it came down a little bit less.
Yeah, well, people, don't you want to don't you want to play for what you're worth?
I mean, out to me.
Why would you want to play somewhere? I mean, Al Horford, again, did not come up through the Celtics organization. He signed here as a free agent.
But it's not like this is his first deal. It's one thing if it's your first deal.
He's made,
like,
lots of money.
He's made a ton of money. So don't you want to be in a place that you feel like is comfortable? You know the system. You know the players. You know the community. You talk about how great the community is. And then... Is it about that extra $15 million when you've made a ton of money to now go play for, you know, let's call it their rival,
Because maybe he thinks the Sixers are in better position to contend than the Celtics.
When you've beaten them.
Yeah, because of him. Because of his defensive ability, his ability to shut down Embiid. So Horford might look at it and go, not only are the Sixers offering me more money than the Celtics, and you're right, Wiggy, it might just be a little more, but more money than the Celtics, and I think we're better. I think we are better and can win and can compete for a championship. So he's taking more money and going to what he thinks is a better team.
And he's going to the enemy.
So how does that make him a traitor, though?
Why do you care, Wiggy?
Like, why do I care?
Because
Rod Nihilist Bradford here. I mean,
well, no, but
all right, that's
but
it. Everybody
no,
go home.
No. I'm not saying why do you care about the subject, but why do you care if Al Horford leaves? Because if they sign him to a 4-year deal,
hold on.
There you go. Good job, John. Romney, what's going on with you? You're so morose this segment. Do you know what it was?
Hold on. Let me just soak it in.
Adam Levine.
See, it makes everyone feel better, right?
Yay. Yeah, I was anti this 20 minutes ago. Now I'm
right.
Pro.
That's what I mean.
Wiggy's being a cheerleader right
that's
now.
That's a Laird-esque drop right there, right?
Give me a G. Give me an R. Give me an E. Give me a G. It's a hill man. I could be a hill boy. How about that? like a groupie, you know? Like, there you go.
Hill boys.
There you go. Boy, yes.
Jerry Callahan just rolled over in his grave.
I could be a groupie.
I think, you know, like Beyonce has the beehive and, you know, Rihanna, I forget what they call Rihanna's
people. There you go, Wiggy.
the believers.
Yeah. The believers. And
so there we go.
The Swiftians.
Do you know what? Yes.
You could be a hillboy.
So we finally have it. Thank you, Rob. I have my pitch for Monday morning for Third Voice on the Hillman Morning Show. I can't wait. I think they're going to go for it. You're upset because you thought we were going to talk Red Sox at 11 o'clock. Unfortunately,
will you let me finish? Although I don't mind. You can drop that in any time.
Let Bradford finish. Go. What is it?
My point is that why if they offer a 4-year deal, he signs a 4-year deal. If you sign Al Horford to a 4-year deal, you're insane. You're insane. His kneecaps are shredded.
Shredded.
Okay. He's gonna be a year and a half from now.
Okay.
He's gonna be a player like, oh yeah, he's a good guy to have for 10 minutes a game. Right. That's
so
it.
He's gonna drop.
So
off.
Why do you care? That's my point. Is that he's
right.
not part
it's
of the future.
No
he's
big
not
loss
part.
Is what
he's
saying.
Not part of the solution.
But we're taught, but the it's not about the future because we all know in the NBA you don't build for the future, you don't play for the future, you play for right now.
I'm not confident that he would have been able to get through this year and be he. A lot of times
he played in 68 games,
right?
Last
but
year.
A lot of times this year, didn't we say this is not the Al Horford that you need?
No, he was a step behind.
Yeah, but we also said when you look at this team, right? You look at where they are. Without Al Horford, this team as it's constructed right now, where would you place them in the East? Eastern Conference.
Third.
Okay, third, right?
Yeah.
Behind who?
Philadelphia and Milwaukee.
Okay, let's say you add Al Horford.
Third.
You would still put them behind Philadelphia?
Yeah.
No, that's wrong. Right?
I don't think Al Horford makes that big a difference
for this,
to Philadelphia.
For this year, he would have been a much better addition for
I
them
think
than,
that Al Horford is trending in the right wrong direction, and you have to make tough decisions.
Philadelphia gets rid of Jimmy Butler leaves Philadelphia. Tobias Harris, Ben Simmons, Joel Embiid, that team, they lose J.J. Redick. That team, you're saying, is better than a Celtics team that has already beaten pretty much that team without Kemba Walker. And you add Al Horford and Kemba Walker, you're saying
you're taking away Kyrie Irving.
You're replacing him with Kemba Walker.
I agree with you, Wiggy. I think Horford for next year.
I think Al Horford would have helped the Celtics. It would have been nice to have him on the team.
If Al Horford's here, they now can compete with Milwaukee to win the Eastern Conference.
So how do you get...
Agree or disagree?
I think they can compete anyway.
Man, you think they can compete and win the Eastern Conference?
Yes, I have faith.
With this team, how do they defend the Philadelphia 76ers with...
Well, Ben Simmons has to learn how to hit a jump shot first.
No, what was the biggest issue? And I give Mark James credit on this.
Uh-oh.
He said that, and if you look statistically, the Al Horford defended Joel Embiid better than anybody in the NBA.
Yes.
So when you look at the 76ers and you look at the Boston Celtics front court, how do you defend Al Horford and Joel Embiid if you're the Boston Celtics?
Miles Turner.
No, Taco. Taco Falls.
Taco
yes.
and Time Lord?
Yes, it's Taco Time.
Taco,
it's taco
and Time Lord?
But the problem is, Wiggy, is that I don't disagree that they would be better and it would be a more...
You would compete.
No, right, but you can't... But to get Al Horford on the team, you were going to have to give him a contract that was going to hamstring
you for years to come. If you want to rip Al Horford for being a traitor, if you will, I would maybe go on him declining the $30+ million player option.
No, because he knew he could get more money.
I know, but on an annual average basis,
if he knows I can get $80 million, why am I going to take 30?
Well, so, on an annual average value basis, earnings.
And basketball annual means nothing.
Well,
it's all about the contract, right?
It's the most money he could have made next year would have been opting into his option here. Would have had a $30 million salary.
No, the most money he could have made was signing a new deal.
But he's not making $30 million this year.
He's making 90 versus 30. Which one's more?
It's going to be spread out over a four-year period, though.
Which one's more?
I don't know. I wasn't so good at math. Not like you.
So, therefore, he would have been making, let's call it
in
like...
In fairness, you were concentrating on your cheerleading skills.
Let's
call it $80 million because, I mean, we don't know. All we know is Jackie Mack said it was a healthy four-year offer. So let's call it $80 million. So he could have made $80 million over the next 4 years playing for a team in Boston where he knows what his role is, knows what the team...
Well, hold on, though. But if we're to believe reports, Horford didn't want to play center anymore, at least on a regular basis.
Yeah, but he wouldn't have to play center. They still could have signed Enes Kanter.
I don't think they could have.
I think they could have.
Wiggy, you're missing the problem,
but
though.
But he would have been
He's not going to play any center here.
You're saying this, that you want to bring Al Horford back on a one-year deal or a two-year deal. Wasn't going to happen.
Would you have signed him
You would want him, but you can't. That's the point.
Do I think he's worth $80, $90 million? No.
So you would have signed him to a four-year deal.
In this market, in the NBA, the way it is now, that's the going rate. I would have wanted Al Horford based on the team that I have right now. Are you a better team with Al Horford?
This year you would be. I agree with Rob, though.
I'm worried about this year, but I don't give a crap.
Well, it all matters, though, Wiggy. It all matters with the cap.
You can't get him on the team just by saying, hey, Al Horford, I want you on the team, but I want you on a one-year deal or a two-year deal.
No, I get him on 4 years. I understand that. So I might have to, maybe I move on from him year three of that deal.
And then you're hamstrung because...
No, you wouldn't be hamstrung because that's how these contracts work. But there are a lot of teams that like those type of contracts, right? So who knows when you look at the Al Horford situation, we're talking about the Boston Celtics. Would they have been a better team today with Al Horford than they are without him?
Yes, but you'd have to sign him to a four-year deal to get him here.
Right, I have no problem with that.
You have no issue with Al Horford being an albatross for potentially 3 years. Let's say that this is the last real full year he could
give
you.
Well, how do we know that, though? I mean, now we're basing it off of, now we're saying, okay, what if Kemba Walker gets hurt next year?
But Al Horford has more of a recent history and injury history than Kemba Walker, and he's older. He's three or four years older.
Gordon Hayward came down on his ankle the wrong way, and it should have been going straight and was going right. So injuries are going to happen all the time in sports, right? So you can't say, okay, I got to be wary about signing guys.
But a guy can be of greater risk of injury than another guy.
Al Horford, he still played in 68 games, right?
Right, but he had that lingering knee issue. He set out those, I mean, but I mean, 34-year-old forward with a lingering knee issue, like, that is a health risk.
He's 32 years old, right? Oh. So if I know I can get Al Horford for next year and potentially the year after that, right, because my window of potentially winning would have been this year and next year, then I kind of go from there because we've seen what this league is. Guys are moving all over the place. To say that you're...
Yeah, guys who are valuable. Al Horford would be an albatross with two years left on his deal.
Yes, I agree with Alex.
Yeah, but to say he's not valuable just goes to show you that you know nothing about basketball.
Well, Danny Ainge apparently agrees because he wasn't willing to match the Philadelphia offer. I mean, this was a calculated move for the Celtics.
Well, maybe he didn't want to go up that high, but they still gave him a healthy offer because it all goes back to whether or not, in my mind, I believe Al Horford's a trader.
Well, it could be a healthy offer and have been significantly less than what the Sixers offered, correct? Two things can be true at the same time. It could have been a three-year deal.
A healthy
deal
offer doesn't like mean 3 years, significantly how, less.
Why? 3 years, $60 million. That's a healthy offer,
but
yeah, for a 33-year-old
guy. But we know that Jackie Mack said it was a four-year offer.
I don't know if she said... Oh, she said four years?
She said yes.
Maybe we'll offer this to you, but we don't want you to really take it. Luke in Maine knows why Horford doesn't want to be
here. Hey, guys, how's it going?
Luke, what's up?
Hey, Alex, you said it real quickly a minute ago. This is the biggest reason why he didn't want to be here. He doesn't want to play center.
Right.
He said it over and over again. It's grinding him down physically, and that's probably why the Celtics were cautious about the offer they gave him. They don't want to invest that money in a player that's breaking down towards the end of his career. So to me, I think that they did the right thing by letting him walk. They gave him a decent offer, let him walk. Now they got a situation where they can maybe trade one of their wings, like a Jaylen Brown or Gordon Hayward, to Pacers for like Sabonis or Miles Turner. I think that they're in a pretty good position. It probably won't happen in the offseason, but you're looking at like mid-season trade, like from a position of like need to want for both teams. So we'll see what happens with that. I don't mind letting him walk, honestly.
Yeah, I mean that.
Why would the Pacers trade Miles Turner?
Because they need Jaylen Brown.
I stunned you.
No, you didn't stun me. Why do they need Jaylen Brown?
Because that's the type of position they need.
They got Victor Oladipo and they got Malcolm Brogdon.
But Luke in Maine is exactly right. What is this? What is she chanting?
You got
UCLY from Bring It On.
Oh, yeah. I like Bring It On. That's a great, great movie
Was that the best sports movie of all time?
It was the best sports movie. Bring It On! Oh my God, what a great movie.
Some of the songs are kind of dirty from it. I was trying to figure out which ones I could play.
Well, what do they say? Don't say our bleep don't. They say our bleep don't stink, right? Or, oh no, take a big whiff.
Take a big whiff
because...
I get a feeling that, is it true that Jerry Callahan's favorite sports movie of all time is Bring It On?
Yes, he loves the cheerleading scenes.
He said that numerous times.
No, he said his is Bring It On, In It to Win It.
Oh, the sequel. Yeah. Sequel.
Favorite Christmas movie as well is Big Mama's Christmas. I'm like, really? That's another classic.
This is the biggest takeaway from today. Alex Reimer's favorite sports movie is Bring It On.
It's a great... You don't like Bring It On?
Nah.
Is that the one with Gabrielle Union?
Yeah. It's a great 617-779-7937. Well, I also want your thoughts on Russell Westbrook trade as well, Wade, because you were stumping for the Celtics to get Russell Westbrook here.
Yeah, they had a chance.
Yeah, I think it would have been a big mistake, though. We'll do that. But first, we trend.
This is Boston Sports Station. Now here's what's trending on WEEI.
And the Red Sox fell to the Dodgers 11-2 last night. Chris Sale gets hit around again, allowing 5 runs for the 3rd consecutive start. Overall, the season, Rob, Sale 3-9 with a 4.27
ERA.
Not going
to get it done.
6-13 in his starts this season. Has not won at Fenway. Is it now a full calendar year?
Full calendar year. Not going to get it
Chris
done.
Chris Sale has won at Fenway
and that's
Park.
That's a problem.
It is as you run on WEEI.radio.com.
You aren't
going
to get where you need to go without Chris Sale.
Now we can talk about the bullpen all we want. But no, it means nothing if you don't win when your ace is on the mound. I agree with you, Rob. David Price versus Hyunjin Ryu tonight.
That's a good matchup
first
right there.
First pitch 7:05, pregame 6:05. Shaw Star Market, WEEI Red Sox Radio Network. Joe Castig and Sean McDonough on the call. Red Sox also made a trade yesterday, trading 2 prospects to the Orioles for righty Andrew Kashner. Kashner is 9-3 this season with a 3.83
ERA. When's the last time everyone talks about the NBA offseason being better or the transactions being better than baseball? Yeah, but when's the last time the NBA traded 2 17-year-olds? Let's go!
It was all just trending everywhere.
Is that a little cruel? I mean, these are kids.
A little bit.
Kids.
I mean, it's not cruel that these guys get like $100,000 signing bonuses a year ago.
Were they stateside or are they still in an academy?
I don't think they were like hanging out at Hamilton Wenham High getting signing bonuses at 16-year-olds.
Didn't Kyler Murray get like $3 or $4 million or something like that?
Yeah, but he's not 16 years old.
Well, when he got it, right? Wasn't he younger when he got it? I mean, sometimes it's more.
I hope not. He was playing in college. He hadn't even gone to college. These kids are getting this money at 16 years old.
Well, you know,
they're like sophomores in high school.
Are they stateside, though, Rob, or are they in the Dominican?
You know what?
They're in the Dominican.
So they're in an academy, right?
The Yankees just gave that one kid $5 million, right?
Yes.
Yeah, well,
he's 16 years old.
So if you're traded from the Red Sox, the Orioles, as a 17-year-old in the Dominican academy. Do you go from one academy to another?
Yeah,
I mean,
you go to Gulf Coast League. Yes. You know what? You don't care. You have your money.
And you don't care.
I don't think they're saying, you know what? I've had such a history as a 16-year-old with the Boston
Red Sox. The first time I saw the Green Monster in person.
Oh, my goodness. No.
Summer League news as well. Wiggy was broken up over this. The Celtics lost the Grizzlies last night, 94-88.
Yeah, that was horrible.
In the quarterfinals.
They could have used Al Horford in that game.
Sunny. Temperatures in the 80s today. That's what's trending.
Right back to Reamer, Wiggy, and Bradfo on Boston Sports Station, WEEI.
In some ways, Russell Westbrook doesn't appear to be an ideal fit for what D'Antoni and Daryl Morey have wanted to do in Houston. What kind of tactical adjustments will he have to make?
Do they go all twos now?
Instead of all threes? I don't know.
No, you know, I think Mike needs to find a way to talk to these guys at this stage of their career, get them to buy into doing things just a little bit different. I think for I want to put a little bit on James, too. I think he's going to have to adjust his game a little bit, be a little bit more willing to make decoy cuts, not just stand there when he doesn't have the ball on the offensive end. I think that will help his teammates, the more ball movement, more player movement. But I put a little bit on James. If he can adjust a little bit, I think this can be a big thing for Houston.
That was Rex Chapman talking about Russell Westbrook, the newest member of the Houston Rockets. Big trade early Friday morning in the NBA.
Huge!
You know
Huge.
What? You know, when I was playing you, Wiggy, I feel like there was something missing, and now I know what it was. I wasn't making enough decoy cuts.
That's you were not.
I felt like...
Well, it's hard to decoy cut when you have the basketball in your hand.
Well, it's hard
when
to
you're playing one-on-one.
No, in fairness, it's hard to decoy cut when you have 400 pounds, like... encompassing you.
Well, no, when you're playing one-on-one, it's hard to decoy cut because you have the basketball. You need to be
no,
basketball out of your
that's
hands.
My game. It's oh, decoy it's... cutting with the basketball.
Oh, that's just...
There's a little Russ Westbrook in your game, Rob, I would
say. Kind of is.
Yeah, very similar.
I feel like, I don't know if it was Mutt or Keefe when they were announcing if they actually said that.
I heard this, boy, this is taking a really long time. This is tough to watch. Heard a lot of stuff like that. Didn't exactly hear
Russ
Westbrook comparisons.
It was about
10 minutes before either of you scored a point. Yeah, absolutely.
No, 10 scored. Minutes before the game was over.
Oh, boy. Time flies when you're having fun.
No, it was again.
The first couple of minutes was a failout.
It was a defensive struggle, and then you started making it
right. I couldn't figure out why. I've been reflecting on it a lot, Wiggy, and I couldn't figure out why I was so tired. And on it, this is, swear to God, like it was because I was being physically manhandled. That takes a lot out of you.
That takes a lot of energy out of
you. It does take a lot of energy out of you.
Rob was pesky, though. I predicted that you would be pesky on the floor.
I was not. I was sucking wind.
Yeah, but you were. You
thought I was
going to
be sucking wind.
I would have just quit. Both of you were sucking wind.
A lot of leaning and bodying and all that takes a lot out of you.
It does. That's the lesson to be learned.
As we're playing our great music today, Russell Westbrook, Wiggy, I mean, I think that this is going to be a disaster in Houston. It would have been a disaster here in Boston. I can't believe you wanted the Celtics to trade for this guy.
I don't get, like, see, this is where winning in the NBA, if you're a Celtics fan, right, winning should be the only thing that matters. Am I lying?
Sure.
If I'm lying, somebody please call in and tell me I'm lying. Yeah. It's about winning.
Winning the whole thing?
Winning or having the opportunity to win the whole
having
thing.
Having the opportunity to
you
win.
Wanna, so
I
you,
agree
so you want to win
you.
More games than you lose is what you're saying.
No, I want to get to the NBA Finals and have a chance to win. I don't want to get bounced in the second round or the first round and go, you know what, that was a great season.
Having the opportunity, so for the Celtics could have sat back and not got Kemba Walker, but you get Kemba Walker, you have the opportunity to win.
Well, my thing was with Russell Westbrook. I mean, we knew that he was out of there. We knew that once Paul George left, we knew that, hey, maybe we know he's gone. We know that the Oklahoma City Thunder are trying to get whatever they can, young pieces back. And so if you can trade for Russell Westbrook and you could pair up Russell Westbrook and Kemba Walker, not a pretty good. It's not.
Here's
hey,
the
that's
thing,
a
though.
Pretty
you
good
are,
duo.
But Wiggy, but you have to have. You have seasons after this one, which is why you don't want to sign Al Horford to a big 4-year deal. You don't want to take
you're
out
a
Russell
terrible
Westbrook
GM.
With
you're
4 years and $171 million remaining on his contract. He's the most inefficient scorer
so
in the league.
Let me ask you
he's
something.
He's 30 years old.
Let me ask you something.
Five procedures on his knee. Hold on. Five procedures on his right knee, including one in May. So I think his knee is going to be a major issue going forward.
Right.
Russell Westbrook for 4 more years. Is a terrible investment.
Let me ask you something. How did the Paul George contract work out for the Oklahoma City? How many more years they got left on his contract?
Well, now zero because he wanted out.
Right, exactly. Yes. That's how the NBA works. You can move on from guys. Guys can move on. You don't just because you sign a 4-year deal doesn't mean you got to
keep.
We just saw Paul George sign a 4-year deal last season with the Oklahoma City Thunder and said, you know what? Once his boy Kawhi Leonard called him up and said, hey, let's go. Why don't we go out to play in L.A., he was able
but
to get out of
it. But here's the thing, though, Wiggy. Paul George is still a really good player who the Clippers wanted and who Kawhi Leonard wanted
Russell
to play
Westbrook
with.
Russell Westbrook is a really good player?
Russell Westbrook has less trade value than Paul George.
But do you think
his trade value only decreased over time?
The simple question is this. Is Russell Westbrook still a top 15 player in this league, top 12?
this entering this year, he's borderline, maybe, but next year he probably won't be. The year after that, Wiggy, it's an albatross of a contract.
You're not wrong about how the NBA works sometimes, but you use that argument you use that argument with Al Horford too, and that doesn't work. Paul George, it works with.
What do you mean?
Like, so you say, oh, well, you signed him to a 4-year deal. You're able to trade him after a couple of years.
And Russell Westbrook played in 73 games last year.
You can only trade a guy if there's a market for him. There was a market for Paul George. Kawhi wanted to play with him.
And guess what? There was a market for Russell Westbrook because he got traded to
the Rockets.
Right.
Well, the Rockets also got out of Chris Paul's contract, which might be the only contract in the league worse than Westbrook's. And Chris Paul doesn't get along with James Harden. I mean, the Rockets, I don't think could have returned with those two this year. They were in a corner.
If you're the Celtics, it's no different when the original plan was the Anthony Davis. If you want to win in this league and the NBA, it's about having superstars. And you need superstars on your team. And generally, you need two of them, right? So if you're in a position right now, we know that the Celtics probably have one in Kemba Walker. We don't know
where. No, but you know, that's what they're, and Wiggy, you're not wrong, but what they're banking on, and I think what they are thinking more than we're thinking, mm-hmm. is that Jason Tatum is a superstar. Danny Ainge, I believe, thinks that Jason Tatum is going to be at the level when we're pairing all the best pairings of the NBA that we're going to be saying is Kemba Walker and Jason Tatum.
And Gordon Hayward could return to superstar form. But now 2 years
removed from the injury. The only problem I have with that is that's unknown. That is unknown. We don't know. So we're basically rolling the dice on that one, rolling the dice on everything. With guys like Russell Westbrook, we know what they are. With guys like Anthony Davis, we know what they are. With a guy like Kyrie Irving, we know what
sometimes,
he is.
Sometimes it's better to roll the dice than it is to mortgage your future because of what you think is certain.
But listen, that's a problem that people in basketball, like basketball fans, have to understand, especially Celtics fans. There's no future in the NBA. Teams are not building organizations or building their franchise based off of guys that they're drafting. When you look at the teams that are winning, that are being successful, and it's very rare that we see outliers like the Golden State Warriors, who ultimately have draft two guys in Klay Thompson and Steph Curry to turn out to be, you know, top 15 players in the league. A lot of these guys, it's because of the way the NBA is now and the players have the freedom to do what they want and move the way that they want. You have to build that way, or you got to try to put your team in that situation.
Well, but you're right, but at the same time, you can't mortgage. This is about winning now, but you can't mortgage your future. You cannot, if you're building an organization like Danny Ainge is trying to, you can't just say, hey, you know what, 1 year, and then we're going to figure it out from there.
You got to keep some flexibility.
And Houston was going down that road, by the way. Houston was going down the road of, hey, they had their run, and then now they're doubling down even more. And they're going to have a little bit
because
more
they
of a
know
run.
That's the only way to win.
Houston already had tons of money tied up at the point guard positions. They are trading a salary for a salary, right? So, and for them, I don't think it's going to work out, but at least it's better than rolling out declining Chris Paul and James Harden again. So I understand why Houston did it. They felt like they had no choice. Have a choice.
You're basing, you don't think it's going to work out on your opinion and the way you see it.
I just don't. Westbrook, if I look at the numbers here, Westbrook is he has a 30.8% 3-point shooter. It's the worst in league history among 110 players with at least 2,750 3-point attempts. So Russell Westbrook is one of the worst shooters in league history.
No, because you know, you sound stupid now.
Saying my great numbers.
He's not a great 3-point shooter.
I don't think
shooter.
You understand. He took the paper and he waved it in the air.
I'm emphatic about it.
But that's what I'm saying. You're basing it
on. I'm mocked for doing research. Numbers.
No.
Westbrook is a bad 3-point shooter.
But when you look at Russell Westbrook, is he not an elite NBA player?
He's an elite scorer.
Okay.
Averaged a triple-double again last year.
He's an elite scorer.
I understand that. He's a great, great,
that's
great
what
player.
That's what
matters. If you're in a system in which you can only shoot threes or layups and you're one of the worst 3-point shooters in league history, how is that a great match?
You just said
match?
You can only shoot threes or layups, so why not shoot layups?
Well, because you can't always get to the hoop.
Russell Westbrook does a pretty good job
of it. Loves his mid-rangers as well. Jeff is in Maine to talk about this story. Hey, Jeff.
Hey, how you doing today?
What's up?
So, I don't know why everybody's talking about wanting to get Westbrook. We got Kemba Walker. He's a great player. I don't know why we're already starting to talk negative about him.
No, I don't think, Jeff, we were saying we could pair up Westbrook and Walker.
Right.
Not get rid of Kemba. Pair up the two of them.
Oh, I don't think that would work at all. I mean, Westbrook needs the ball 90% of the game. He needs the ball. He doesn't want to share the rock at all.
Isn't that every NBA player, though, and then they learn how to evolve? He's going to Houston Rockets. Nobody wants the ball more than James Harden.
Right, you're right. Well, let's see how that works. That's going to be fun watching those two guys battle it out for possession.
Well, I'd rather be a Rockets fan right now, looking at it and going like, you know, let's see how that works out. If I would have had Russell Westbrook, whether or not it works here, I don't know. But I'd rather, as a Celtics fan, go, hey, it's going to be exciting to see if this thing can work. Because if it does work, you're talking about a team that if you could put some pieces around it, can win the NBA title. The same way I feel like if Al Horford would have stuck around, you know, you might have had a chance because the league is wide open right now.
The East especially.
Well, especially the East, but even the whole league. When you look at it, I think the best team out there is the Lakers.
No. Clippers are better.
No, the Lakers are better.
Look at the bottom of the Lakers roster, though. I mean, do you think these guys
LeBron's
are going to
break down?
Caliber?
Anthony Davis is going to break down.
No, look at the Lakers, and you look at...
Look at this bench, though. I mean, Rondo, Danny Green, Caldwell Pope, I mean,
but it's
Quinn
not
Cook,
about, but listen,
Avery Bradley.
It's not about the bench when you're talking about teams winning championships. I mean, we saw it this year, right? Name players that came off the bench.
Well, Toronto was a complete team. Fred Van Fleet, there's one.
Didn't Van Fleet start?
No, he came off the bench.
Oh, yeah, he did come off the bench.
He did a great NBA Finals.
He had a good one.
Yeah,
Siakam started.
Yeah.
I will bet you anything that the Lakers will not win the championship.
I bet you the Lakers win. The Lakers are the best team.
What are you guys going to do? What's the bet going to be?
Something. I don't know. Anything.
Even though even though the Clippers are the favorite to win, the Lakers are a better team. Lakers, I think you're talking about
LeBron. Jokic, your favorite on Denver, Wiggy?
Talking LeBron, Anthony Davis, Kuzma right there. Kuzma's a very talented player.
Big drop-off, though, from LeBron, Anthony Davis.
Here's what we're going to bet.
DeMarcus Cousins, too, you're forgetting.
We're going to bet your first paycheck as a casino greeter. Okay.
It's going to be pretty expensive.
The Lakers are not going to win the
championship. Did you guys check into how much casino makers, how much they take home?
Yeah, I think they take home a lot of money.
Really?
It's pretty good.
Is it tips? Tips based? The hourly wage?
You can get tips.
How do you get tips? You're going around saying hello to people.
You're a great greeter. Thank you.
It's handshakes. You need a better seat. Come on over here.
I don't think you have that type of power.
You need a good seat. You need a good seat at Fratelli. Let me get my boy Nicky on the phone. We'll take you right to the front there. You need a good seat at where we were at the other night. Was amazing. Rare Steakhouse. Don't worry about it. We'll get you right up to the front. We ain't got to wait in line. Nice little handshake there. Ooh, what's that? $100 bill?
Oh, it's slipping under. You have a nice firm handshake as well, I bet, as a greeter.
There's an opportunity to make some money.
I'm kind of baffled.
Table.
What do you want to do with your life? Do you want to be a radio host or do you want to be a casino greeter? WEEI's own casino greeter,
right.
Jermaine Wiggins.
Absolutely.
There's a lot of things we can do. The relationship that we can have, especially with the Hillman Morning Show and Wiggy.
Are you suggesting greeter? We all are going to have to rotate and be casino greeters? I would love to see Alex Reamer as a casino greeter.
I'm seeing some low stats for salary for casino greeters.
Really? I imagine the hourly wage is low.
The average for the United States is below minimum wage for Massachusetts.
Yeah, I think you're looking at...
Because it's tips-based. I'm telling you, it's like waiters.
You're looking at the wrong casino greeters.
What do waiters make? They make, like $275 an hour and then it's tips?
But
I think
that's
greeters is similar thing.
Those are what you call your regular casino greeters.
Oh,
Jerry and I, we're celebrity casino
greeters. Jerry's got to work his way up, as do you. You don't just get to the top.
No,
you got to work your way up.
No, you don't work your way up. Harris worked his way up to the top? No,
yes.
I got two championship rings, so you're able to come in.
Well, Jerry doesn't. What's he going to wear?
Well, Jerry's a celebrity.
He's going to wear his ratings book when they beat Stern.
He can
from
bring
1999.
20 years on the radio, so that's what it is. We're not just average casino greeters.
I can't wait for all the 80-year-old women who are pulling the arm bandits. I say, Jermaine, tell us another story about the last drive. In the
there
Super
you go.
Bowl.
See, you know how much money that's worth? That's worth more than, what is it, minimum wage.
The dumbest job. In my opinion, is the bathroom greeter. You ever go to bathrooms?
Oh,
where the
worst.
Person's
that's
in there.
A bathroom attendant.
Bathroom attendant. It's so strange. I like, please. And then you feel obligated to tip them for giving you a towel that you could have easily gotten yourself.
That's how,
well,
actually,
that's how they make money.
Well, actually, you have to do that job before you become a casino greeter. So get ready for that, Wiggy.
fortunately enough for me, I was able to play on a team that was coached by Bill Belichick and had a quarterback by the name of Tom Brady. Mm. So now I'm able to, like I said, use that in my casino greeting. So a lot of storytelling going on.
So we can't, because we're going to have a bathroom attendant to this bathroom here. There's enough room for it. So that's
he sits in the urinal.
So between Jerry's radio stories and my Super Bowl stories, I mean, you're not going to find
What a lethal combination. Well,
you're not going to find a better, you know how they did the NBA duos? You're not going to find a better duo in all of casino greeting in the world. Vegas.
In fairness, Jerry is very good at saying, this is the coldest beer. The beer is the coldest.
Right, see? And then he could tell us stories about how he had a beer with this one and that one, and then, you know, my Brady stories. I mean, well, you know.
Oh, he could finally tell a story when skydiving with Ned Yost. He could have a captive audience. We'll be right back.
Now, with the MLB app, you can get baseball your way. Pick your favorite team, your favorite players, and get customized highlights, stories, and breaking news right on your home feed. Follow the action with Game Tip, where 3D replays add another dimension. Plus, notifications can keep you connected to every pitch, every hit, every game. The MLB app. Baseball, your way. Download it now for free from the App Store or Google Play. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Becca Reamer, Wiggy, and Bradfo on Boston Sports Station, WEEI.
The end of super teams in the NBA in the era of dynamic duels is officially blossoming right in front of us.
It started in the new era with Danny Ainge and the Boston Celtics when he put together his big three to go with Paul Pierce, added KG, and Ray Allen. Now we get to the LeBron era, as I'm calling it, where multiple players are willing to play for multiple teams. Short-term deals for MVP-level candidates. Willing to leave a team without a sign and trade. Mm-hmm. Remember when we used to talk about the fact that kind of LeBron left Cleveland and they didn't get anything in return? Or Kawhi left Toronto and they didn't get anything in return? That could kind of cripple your franchise. So I like that we now actually have parity in the NBA.
Jalen Rose and company talking all the big moves of NBA free agency.
What's wrong with you, Wade? This is awful.
So the bottle cap challenge is going on during breaks here. We have our own kind of super team testing going in studio. So Bradfo laid down the challenge.
I did it.
As he always does. Now explain what the bottle cap challenge is for those who don't know.
I don't know.
It's just good.
You just flip a cap off a bottle in whatever
so
way you feel.
So if you go, it's all over Twitter. So it's people are doing these insane things. You take a bottle.
Oh, my goodness. Hold on. By the way, Wiggy, you're up at Greg Hill, WAAF, at Daniel Merck.
I was going to get to that. That was my point. Hold on. Let me take care of this,
okay,
all right? So the bottle cap challenge, hashtag bottle cap challenge. I'm sure it's for a charity. I got to look this up. I don't even know. But people are doing, it's insane. They're doing these kicks where you're kicking the cap off a bottle. And or, you know, the long snapper. People are doing insane stuff to spin a cap off a bottle.
Kendall Jenner did it on a jet ski.
Oh, really?
Yes.
Oh, I got to watch that one.
Mariah Carey hit a high note and it came and
flipped
so
it's all these things.
Way.
So
I'm such a bad singer. I can
that
make
one
so
was doctored. Mariah Carey's full of it.
Well, listen, we don't know.
I know one that isn't doctored was the one that I did in the studio. Where
you did it with
I,
your foot.
I expertly kicked it off, right?
You're an athlete, Rob.
I kind of am. I mean,
but
I
anybody can kick it off. How many people can do it the way I did?
Why don't people go to my Twitter account and they say how impressive that
was.
What
you did, Wiggy, is you did it with a pen.
Yes, okay, that's
so
pretty impressive.
So, Wiggy, so what you do is you say your turn, much like the Ice Bucket Challenge, which is a great
5-year anniversary. Steve Buckley, by the way, a lengthy remembrance in the Athletic about it.
It was, I don't think it's have the type of impact on the world that the Ice Bucket Challenge did, but it's the same idea. Mm-hmm. You pass it on to the next person. So I said, you're up, Jermaine Wiggins and Alex Reamer. So one of you two took the challenge. So Wiggy does it.
It's
and
very
if you
difficult.
Look at it, he did it with the pen.
Which
and
is extremely, it's you know how hard it is to knock a bottle cap off of a bottle with a pen?
Not that hard.
Can you just untwist it?
That's how you can get the cap off. Yeah, that'd be really fun if you did it.
Yeah, nobody thinks outside the box like you. But the worst part about it,
Is it the worst or is it the best?
No, it's the worst.
It could be depending on how you're looking at
Wiggy, let the moment breathe a little bit, all right? The worst part about it is that, so hashtag bottle cap challenge.
Hashtag wigs out.
Wigs out.
All caps, thank you.
You're up. Are you kidding me? At Greg Hill, WAAF, at Daniel Murr.
He also tagged you at WEI.
No, well, he just did it so I would see it.
So you would see it? Yeah. You could see it elsewhere. Otherwise.
I mean, come on.
This is quite obsequious. I mean, you're with Jerry.
That's pretty innovative.
Less than 48 hours ago, his big send-off to Encore.
I can't have multiple friends?
And now you are cheating on him. The body's not even cold.
No, there's no cheating.
We haven't even buried him yet.
That's when we came up with the idea of the Hill Man and Wiggy.
I know, t-shirt. That's even worse. That's Friday. I mean, it was like six hours after.
You know what Jerry actually said to me our night out at eating dinner?
If this is gonna hurt my feelings, don't say it.
It's gonna hurt your feelings. You might want to take your headphones off. He actually said you would be a perfect with Greg Hill and Danielle.
Would be, and I think me and Danielle would have a great dynamic going as well. You have the female. I mean, I've a lot of girlfriends
as, bad as, Wiggy.
As right, well.
You're just criticizing him for right. the exact same thing you're doing.
Danielle and I have that's great a, rapport.
Isn't,
we pull in.
Isn't he, that's why I the call
two
him
of
a fraud.
You, the two of you are fraud.
I'm not fraud. I've been out in the open and
we
honest
We pull in the same time every I'm morning.
I'm the only one here loyal to Jerry Callahan.
Me and Danielle, we always yak it up with each other, walking into the station, making jokes. She has her big iced coffee. I have my iced coffee. I mean, we have great chemistry.
She's going to Carly Rae?
She's going. She can come if she wants.
Raffle,
she can
you
have
see
my
this?
Ticket.
Yeah,
well,
see,
how about that?
He's sitting over here.
That's just
literally,
awful.
Less than a minute ago, talking about wait a second, this, that, and the other. That's why I've always said this about Reamer. He's the biggest hypocrite and fraud there is out there. At least I'm up front and forward. I said, hey, listen, from day one, I said I'd be the perfect fit. And then, like I said, Jerry and I we was cracking drinks, eating chocolate cigars.
Chocolate cigars?
Yeah, it's at Rare Steakhouse. They have this unbelievable dessert. It comes out in a box of cigars, and everything is in chocolate. Everything's edible. The box is edible.
Can you smoke tobacco out of the chocolate cigar?
No. It's just the cigars are chocolate. Everything's chocolate. And so, we're breaking bread. We're eating chocolate cigars. We're sitting there. We're watching a great fight at Encore Boston. You know, we're talking about potentially us being the dynamic duo in the greeting world,
industry. Yes.
In the greeting industry. And he's like,
sure,
listen.
You love that.
He goes, listen.
Your future's in the greeting industry.
He goes, you would be a great fit for the morning show. The Hillman Morning Show, I even said it. So all I'm saying is, you know what? Hey, I'm just saying, hey, a bottle chip challenge.
Let me take a step back because this show, this show, so it was born, we were like, how is this show ever going to work, right? It's a very awkward combination of people. But initially,
I was told that you were here, Rob, because you are a Sunday staple.
I'm a staple for a lot of things.
The Bradfo buffer, which we need desperately.
But my point is, there was genuine hate and genuine animosity between you two.
Yes.
And why was it? Because you were competing for airtime.
I still don't like Reamer.
Okay, right. But here's the thing.
Nice.
The more that we did the show, the more you guys were getting along. We were worrying more about, you guys had morphed into, hey, we are part of the highest rated show
right. And
the station, the Sunday morning show, and we're not so worried about getting airtime in the morning. But now,
Greg Hill, join the Hillman Morning Show live.
But now we're back to square one, and I kind of like it. I kind of miss the animosity between you two, where you are now back to competing for airtime.
Yeah, I mean, I
like it.
I've said this. I've worked with my last job at Hot 96.9. I worked almost 5 years with a woman that I could not stand and did not like.
That's probably not a good example.
Well, I do like Danielle a lot, so how about that?
Why are you saying, like, you're giving an example of I worked with someone I don't like.
Well,
are you insinuating that you were...
No, but
not going
woman.
To like Danielle?
No. I like Danielle because I've heard her accent. She sounds just like me.
Okay.
She got that hot, thick Boston accent.
Well, maybe they want something different. Maybe they want someone who talks like Alex.
Right, you don't
I, have
want
a hard,
like
I don't
that.
Have a hard, thick accent.
Yeah, but I have a hard, thick accent else. From the man side of
what,
point of view.
What are you saying? What? I'm a man.
No, but your accent is not, it's not there.
Jerry always told me I should have smoked more Marlboros. So in honor of Jerry, I'll do that during the break. Also in honor of Jerry, we'll get to the Red Sox in the 12 o'clock hour as well. Rob's been dying. Wiggy, to talk about the Andrew Kashner acquisition.
You guys just take a step back.
And Chris,
you guys pull the Fourier and just take a step back.
As well.
I'm going to put my feet up on this one.
Oh, no, no.
And talk to people on Twitter about my bottle cap
just
challenge.
Just engage in that.
Talk to people on Twitter.
I mean, I see that Danielle has already liked it.
Yeah,
so,
well, that's always
my God. So you're on the clock, Alex. You're on the clock.
Coming up next, we have a Media Stars segment that you won't want to miss.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.